Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. The New York Giants get set to travel out west to take on the San Diego Chargers. The Giants at 5-7, having won 5 of their last 6 games. And don't let San Diego's 5-7 record fool you. This is a pretty good football team that's had some defining wins, like a road win in Philadelphia and a big win against the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. This is a team that can move the football with quarterback Philip Rivers. So what are some of the important things in this game? First and foremost, the Giants have to control the line of scrimmage and stop the run game. They got to get their passing game going with guys like Akeem Nicks right behind me and make those quick strike plays when they have the opportunity. But how do they get to those plays and the downfield passing plays? They got to run the football and use a physical brand, which they've done. If you think about last week's game against Washington, that's kind of the thing that gave the Giants a spark. The Giants were down 14-0 in the game, and guess what? They had some really good, strong power runs that culminated in an Andre Brown 23-yard touchdown run. On the flip side, yes, I know Philip Rivers can move the football. I know he's an accurate passer. But what do you need to do? You need to choke off his running game and get him into second and third and long situations. And that's where you get your pass rush going. Look, Philip Rivers is a very smart quarterback that makes decisive decisions and understands where he wants to go with the football. But he's not going to get out and run around like Robert Griffin III did last week for the Washington Redskins. What the Giants need to do is win on first down, control the line of scrimmage, get the pass rush, even if they don't get a lot of sacks, get him off his spot, make him uncomfortable, and throw it off rhythm. If they can do those things, they'll be successful in San Diego. That wraps it up for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. We'll see you again next week, everybody.